of a power girl, Chenna.
Hey guys, post-production Chenna here. So this episode might have a buzzing sound. I do apologise in advance for that.
Welcome, welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back to the CE show. And today we're going to be talking about
an update on our watch list. What we have been watching and what we aren't watching.
I guess we should probably like apologise for being off for so long.
That is true.
I'd like for us to do like another Reddit one actually. I forgot.
Today?
No. What time is the train?
It's like a 20-minute walk to the train station, but it's a half past. So I need to
So no, not today. We can do another time. Maybe like tomorrow evening?
Yeah, I'm not doing much.
Okay, we'll do a Reddit one.
So I'm not doing much. I'm not supposed to be revising.
Me so too, yeah. So there you go. We will have another Reddit one coming straight to you guys soon. But for now, we're just going to do an update. Catch up on our lives. As you probably already know, we are struggling with exams and the new year. And there's been a lot of changes in my life personally.
There should be changes coming soon in mine.
So, you know, that's kind of why we've been away. And also, like, a clash in schedules, I guess.
Yeah, that's actually true, because we're both very busy, but busy in different timings.
Exactly, yeah. Like, yeah. When I'm free, you're busy. When you're free, I'm busy. So,
yeah.
But we've managed to make it to Leicester to do this for you guys.
Thanks to you.
So, I even broke the law as well.
Why you admit that? Like, that's an admission of guilt.
I mean, I said I broke the law. I didn't say what I did.
Admission of guilt.
Come at me, bro. Why am I so aggressive today?
Because you're from the South.
What the fuck? I mean, literally, where I'm from, the name North is. It doesn't get more northern than that.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so that's the little intro there for you guys, and we'll just go right in. So what have you been up to?
So I have been watching Korean dramas, like, because they're long, and as we talked about beforehand, like, what I watch is, can be emotionally taxing, and I feel like it just gets me to feel something other than that, than I'm working. I have to revise. It's a different feeling, and I need that feeling.
It's a break from the cycle.
Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of Korean dramas. I've been watching.
Which ones have you been seeing?
So there's a new one that Netflix released recently. I don't know if it's recently, but it's new to me. It's called Burger Soul, Immortal Souls. That one.
No, what's in that?
It's interesting, you know? It's, I didn't expect it to be what it was, but I was expecting a period drama.
Okay. But it's not that.
It's not a period drama. I was expecting a period drama. So it does start off in, like, I guess, old Korea. I don't know what to call it.
In the olden days.
Olden days. It starts off in the olden days.
Sorry. Carry on.
And it's, so it sets up this storyline of this, I guess, is a demon or a monster who is immortal, and he can only kill by a certain sword. And he's trying to avenge the person, or that originally made him the Burger Soul, so who made him mortal, because when he became immortal, the person who made him mortal killed his family as well.
Oh, so he's trying to take revenge.
Yeah, because this person gets reincarnated. Mm. And so he's
waiting for them to be reincarnated
to kill them. But he said that after when he's doing reincarnate, he's going to take the same exact revenge that he got, so he's going to kill off her family as well.
Would that person remember?
No, the person, she knows, but her family doesn't know.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, the wife that he had when before he was holding his human
yeah.
gets reincarnated, and he's one of the sisters of the person he's trying to kill. It's fantastic.
What?
I know. It's fantastic.
I was even going to say that because he fall in love with the person he's trying to take revenge on, but this is
and he looks at it. I'm actually on the episode where he's found his wife. He's found his reincarnate of his wife.
Mm.
And she just stares at him. Like, sis, who's this man who's got a knife in his hand? Because he had a knife in his hand because he was a boy.
He was on job. He was on a mission.
And then he just got stuck. He was literally frozen. And she was just sort of like...
And I could so see it.
No. He was trying to help me because there's another monster that was trying to kill her, and he stopped the monster from killing her because
he wanted to kill her.
And I was like, no, he saved my life, that's why he has a knife in his hand. Because the guy had a knife in his hand, and he took the knife out of that guy's hand to prevent the kill.
Yeah.
And she was like, are you sure? He's staring at me with, like, intenseness. Because he's in shock, obviously he's going to stare at me with intenseness.
I can imagine it in, like, you know, that Korean slow-mo, and then it'd be, shoo, next episode. You know what I mean, right?
I get you.
I can, like, see how they edited that bit so well. Like, the camera pans on him, right, zooms into his face, and then goes back to her. I just, like, what do they call, like, older siblings?
Nina. Well, older sister, Nina.
Is that what she said?
She didn't say Nina. She might have said, because I have it as older as sis, so okay. Probably.
Yeah, she probably can. Oh, I don't know, but you get what I'm trying to say. Love Korean dramas, they're so dramatic.
Really?
So, what have I been doing? Speaking of Korean dramas, I've actually watched one quite recently. What's it called? Pop-up Bar. Mystic Pop-up Bar.
That's one of the... I've heard of it.
So it's like...
is he going around collecting souls? Or people are about to die, aren't they?
Well, so there's this lady who needs to help souls. People who have grudges.
Yeah.
And help them with their grudges. 100,000. Or is it 100 million? 100,000. So many people, anyway. And she's down to her last 10. And she's been stuck. And then she finds this boy who can, when you touch him, you start telling him all your problems.
Oh, wow.
So she recruits him to get people to open up because she's very hungry. People don't want to open up to her to tell them about their grudges so that obviously she can help. So yeah, it's really good. I'm enjoying it so far. Obviously, goes without saying that I've watched Archer again.
Uh-huh.
I watched Archer again.
I think you're always watching Archer, to be honest. Yeah. There's a lot of point in time when you're not watching Archer.
No, sorry. And then I watched Community for the first time.
Community?
I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm really, really loving it.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Don't really enjoying it. I'm also looking forward to Love Is Blind. We need to do a... So, there's Love Is Blind Japan.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Too hot to handle.
I don't give a shit. I liked season 1 and 2. I've tried to watch season 3 and I can't.
I haven't watched season 3 yet. I don't know if I am.
I think they need to stop it, end it, or cast like completely different like sets of characters and different sets of people. Because now it's just like, yeah, okay, you're the Chase, you're the black girl, you're the this, you're the that. It's all the same. I'm bored. Move on.
Fair enough.
And also, the Brazilian one, cringe.
I haven't watched that one. I didn't bother.
I tried.
I didn't bother watching it.
It's so cringe. No, seriously. It's really bad. But I'm looking forward to the normal Love Is Blind and Love Is Blind Japan. Especially Love Is Blind Japan. I want to watch that right now. Because I feel like I want to see their approach to love and what they're looking for. And their real life relationships of sorts. I've watched too many animes and to any Japanese films, but I don't really know what this would give me a bit of an insight, and what the actual community is like without me going there and, you know, experiencing it myself.
Fair enough.
Is there anything that's coming out soon that you're looking forward to?
Coming out soon.
Bridgerton, I'm looking forward to that. Season 2.
That's true, they're coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad that they're due to be there.
Yeah.
I like them.
I'm sad, yes, but I think I'm okay with it. Because each, apparently from what I've heard, each sibling has their own story, and that's what it's meant to be. So,
but he wasn't on the sibling of the original, the first of the hierarchy.
What?
The Jew.
He's not part of the siblings. It's the white people.
Oh, so we're just going to follow this, each sibling's story.
Yeah. That's the
book. What was the plan?
No, that's the book. That's.
And is Netflix following the book?
I don't know, but that's what they do. But they were gonna, because people really liked the Duke so much, they wanted him back.
Oh, this coming out next week.
The actor was like, nah.
This week, next week.
Normal Love is Mine, right?
Yeah, on the 11th.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. I definitely watched that. Oh my god, what were we talking about?
Euphoria.
No. The Swindler! Yes! Tinder. Swindler.
You know, there's been advertising that to me hard. It's on my watch list.
I loved it. That guy.
Genius.
He needs to rot in hell. How is it? You know what's mad? Is that he's rich. He's still living that lavish lifestyle. Yet, those women have to pay back their loan. $250,000. No. Okay, look. I'm sorry, no matter how rich you are, yeah? I say call your daddy. And you might have. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my god, okay. So.
Is it a series, isn't it?
No, it's a documentary. On the Tinder Swindler. This man who takes money and from women he's met on Tinder. So he would meet them. He would take them on like really lavish dates, send them flowers, tell them he loves them.
Love them in.
Even one of them even had sex with him.
On a first date?
Yeah. Really in a 2 month relationship. And then he was like, so he said his family's in diamonds, and if you go on Google and you type the name of the family, it's true. So it seems true from a simple Google search.
So you create a fake website.
Yeah. A person. And then he said, and then he created a website as well for the diamond.
Of it, because she did say spoilers, and this is the whole storyline.
Oh, right. Shit. Spoilers. But anyway, swindles these women. Like, okay, let me not spoil it.
You don't mind spoilers.
But he swindles one woman out of $250,000.
And all of them?
Hmm?
How about the rest?
They think, they estimate about $7 million, I think.
Or in total?
Yeah, millions in total. Of all the women.
How many women did you get?
Several.
All in America?
No. One was in Netherlands, one was in the UK, I think.
Is it lingual?
He's Israeli. But they were speaking English mainly. He sent all the women the same videos. So basically what he was doing was he would swindle one woman, take money from her, and then he would say that there's been an incident, so he's away. Right, so he wouldn't be seeing them quite often, but during that time he was spending time with another woman using the previous woman's money to take that one on dates and fly her everywhere.
That is genius.
That is ruthless.
That's genius.
That is ruthless.
But my point still stands. Is he bilingual to be going out with all these women?
No, English. That's a universal language. Love is a universal language, mate.
Wow. You know, each and every day, I'm so amazed by the English language that is everywhere.
It's amazing, isn't it? And to be honest, these women see, like, his picture on Tinder that he's got. He's in a plane, that he's wearing Gucci. He seems to be somewhat stylish.
I'm not thinking like he's ever money.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's what I saw first things first. I'd probably believe it too.
But, like, and then he tells them that he loves them. I told you, they were in a 2-month relationship before he starts asking for money or anything.
2 months?
2 months.
See, I didn't give anyone money in the first 2 months of our relationship.
It's a long con. Like, there was this woman, she wasn't even in love with him. Never slept with him, they were just friends. He took her on holiday. And they, and then he hit her up, and she gave him money for her flat. Money that she was going to put on her future, her savings. She gave it to him. She took out credit cards. And then...
No.
Yeah. And then he then did it to someone else. So while these ladies, they connected, and then they found out about him. Sorry, spoilers. And I can't help it. They found out about him, yeah, and what he was doing. But this will be out, like, in 3 weeks' time, so if you've not watched it by then, it's your fault, isn't it?
You are something.
So basically, so they go on the news and everywhere, and like they go to a journalist, they find him, and they put his business out there. So they were like blogs, I never heard of this, but it was out there. So they like an expose. They were on the news shows, talk shows, all of that. And while this was happening, it was another woman. So this woman saw, she was on a plane to go see him, and she saw the breaking news. And she downloaded it to read it on the flight. She read it, seen the story, she was like, is that what you're on, yeah? She landed, she asked him, blah, blah, blah. He was like, no, these bitches, they're liars, blah, blah, blah. She contacts the ladies that are on the news, asks them what's going on, and then obviously they told the truth, and she was like, she decided to be the woman, which I love her for. And she's like, okay, I've given him money already. I've given him so much, so much, so. And he's been dating her for 18 months.
That was the original girlfriend.
So while he was dating this one, he was also dating the women that's gone to the news. So he's been dating this woman, and he's scammed like probably 4 or 5 other women during this time as well. How insane is that? 18 months. That's a whole relationship, bro.
That is.
They were planning on getting a house together, kids together, a life together. That's cruel. That's cruelty, I'm sorry. And then, so she decides to con the con man. And this was when I said, yes, bitch! You are a bit of me!
How did she do it?
So,
did she have money? Did she ask for money?
Oh no, this time, he's already been exposed, right? And so she has to play along and tell him that she believes him, and that there's other women, they're bitches, that they're all liars, that she doesn't care, blah, 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 blah. So he says, come see me, that he needs money. He changes his name. He tells her to get more credit. He changes his name to a specific name, which she then sent to the police. And he texts, and then he tells her to come and bring the card with her, which she does do. So she sends the card so she goes to see him, and during this time she has to obviously pretend that she loves him and she's, you know, obsessed with him. And she's like, okay, we need to raise capital for you to get you out of your problems, because you know you don't have any money. And she's like, what we can do is, I'm in the fashion industry, I can take your clothes because he was sketchy, and this lady works in the fashion community, so she knows what his clothes are worth. So she took 3 luggages worth of his designer expensive clothing, and she flew home, and she sells it on eBay to get her goddamn money back. I was like,
rightfully
so. A bit of me, I loved it. And then he starts threatening her when he realises that she scammed him in it. So he's messaging, he's upset, he's like, I'm going to get my enemies. Like, you don't know what you've done. You've made the worst enemy out of me. Blah, 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 blah. He's proper threatening her.
Oh, because she took him back her money.
Exactly. And then she finds out. So they keep talking, and he's getting a bit, you know, mental about it. Because he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I love you. I didn't mean that. I just need you to send me the money because I'm a dipshit. And she's like, oh no, babe, I'm sorry. Like, nothing is selling. You know, it's hard at the moment out there for everyone. Obviously, it's bullshit, isn't it?
It's hard in the streets.
Literally, as they're interviewing her for the documentary, she got a notification of one of his products that just sold. And and he was like, well, so when they were talking, when this was happening, he messaged her, and then he said he was going somewhere else. She found out that he was traveling, and then he went offline at a certain time, and he was going to a specific country. So he decided to. So she then noticed the time that he went offline. So obviously he was on airplane mode. So she looked for flights going from the country he was in to the country where he said he was going to, and reconciled the time, sent it to the cops, he got arrested. Boom.
That is a boss bit.
That is a boss-ass move right there. That's like final stage boss level, like defeating the final boss in a game. That's how, that was badass. And I give her like mad props for that. I respect her. Like... anyways, he got arrested. She told him that it was her that done it, and he said he couldn't believe it.
Why?
Because apparently he thought that she was really in love with him. He must have, but and like she was out on the show. Well, I guess he knows now. I was like,
but what was he expecting? What was he actually expecting from her?
Nah. And have you seen the guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know all this that I'm saying, yeah? You would think he was like 6 foot suave, sophisticated, like, guy, innit? I'd be surprised if he was 6'5".
How tall is he?
Oh, sorry, 6'5". I'm surprised if he was 5'6". Or 5'8". I'd be very surprised. Very surprised. Let me Google this Tinder swindler for you. So you see a picture of this guy I'm talking about. Do you mind Googling it? Check him out. He is shit. Simon.
Him?
Him.
Oh, he reacts to it. Before the Instagram account.
You should have seen his Instagram account. Like... He had like Lamborghinis, Bentleys, designer shopping, diamond shopping, jewelry shopping. Until recently, like women around, he's dating an Israeli model, and Israeli models are beautiful, beautiful, like Gal Gadot, like beautiful.
Banned from dating apps,
apparently, according to Tinder. He went back after he went jail.
Really?
On Tinder. Yeah. So, fuck Tinder.
On a different name?
I don't actually know. I don't know. But obviously, I don't really mean fuck Tinder. If you'd like to sponsor us, just let us know. I can sell my soul for a sponsorship. 10K will do
she
it.
She says so proudly.
I say so with my chest. I will sell.
my ethics. Yeah, okay, no, not really, but maybe my morals. I'm dead.
She's joking, she's an advocate, you love Tinder. She actually is.
No, I think I have a very unhealthy relationship with Tinder. If anything, I think I'm one of the people that they need to study, because I don't use Tinder for the right reasons. Oh my god, Kanye.
And Kim, divorcing, yeah. Messy.
It's too messy, and it's all from Kanye.
It'd be messy.
It's all from Kanye. I'm also loving the whole Pete Davidson thing. As you know, I'm an advocate of SNL, and I have loved Dave. Dave? Pete? What is wrong with me? Pete Davidson. Always. I'm going to have to remove
I'm
that
so
bit.
That was embarrassing. That's a thing. People are saying that Kim was trying to compete with Courtney.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Which, I could see.
I get where they're coming from.
So do I guess. Because Kim likes the spotlight, and the spotlight was not on her this time. It was on her sister.
But
they're getting married, which I'm happy for her.
You mean Courtney? Aren't they already married?
Are they?
I don't know.
I thought they were engaged. I didn't know they were already married.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a wedding.
One of us is right. At least it's all positive.
Well, exactly. So congratulations to Courtney. What says you, honestly, I personally think I love Kim in it. So, lately Kanye has been messing up too much. But I hope he gets right, and I hope this whole thing out, because
we'll settle down eventually.
Damn.
Because that's going to affect the kid.
It's not a good look giving man a bad look.
What are you?
I don't know.
Honestly.
It's not a good look at all for either of them. So what else has been going on with you?
With me? What else is going on with me?
Anything that you've seen in the news lately?
In the news. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. When they got engaged, they drank a barrel of each other's blood. I thought that was disgusting.
Yes.
And the ring he got her was purposely designed to resemble thorns. When she takes it off, it's painful. Which I also thought was horrible.
I mean, it's special. All I can say is, can't be me, bro.
Ain't that right?
I feel like that should be my anthem. Like, my girl. Like, not in this life. It cannot be me.
That's just disgusting.
I will not wear your ring. I will tell you to take it back.
I will not be drinking a vial
of anybody's blood.
Because
I'll drink mine though. To be honest, I probably drink mine already. You know, like when you hurt yourself and you just suck it.
That's fine, because it's your own blood. But someone else's blood.
You probably shouldn't do that. Probably.
There's blood poisoning.
Like, I don't know. Surely that's not hygienic.
Yeah,
and it's going in your stomach. Ah, oh, and that's going to get digested. Are you going to piss it out? Oh, piss it out. Oh my god.
You deepen it.
No. You need to deep it as well. And that's like someone's white blood cells and like hemoglobins and like DNA and like, fuck. Is that the bin?
No,
it's okay.
Over there.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You can put it in here. That's really nice, it's empty.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, this is disgusting. I can't believe.
I mean, I get it though. Like, they kind of do that whole, like, remember? Like, the whole Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee thing. Like, when Scandal was still Scandal and when.
I don't think I'll ever get it. I don't want to get it either.
When, like, Britney cut her hair. Like, you know, like, that era where, like, things were a bit mad. Mm. Where, Angelina Jolie and Bob Thornton.
They did something similar as well.
They did something like that, didn't they? I think that's what they're trying to do. But the age thing, I think, is flipped the other way around. Because he's much older than her. But she's much older than him.
Mm.
Mad. So I think that's what they're trying to do, probably. I don't know. I don't care about all that.
Couldn't be me.
It is what it is. I mean, they've dragged it now. All we can do is spectate. What they're going to do next.
I'm going to side eye every action they take. You know what that side eye your parents give you when the screen was like, this child.
What should they do next? Eat each other's shit? Infuse each other's blood into the other one?
I think they might do, to be honest. That's something that they're on.
I mean, people are already tattooing each other's faces. That's just mundane these days. That's normal these days.
Couldn't be me. I would not tattoo anyone's face on my body.
I would not tattoo anybody's name.
Not your face. On my body.
Not even like an initial.
No.
Each letter is going to cost you $1 million.
We have to do a study about this in economics, about the commodity of a human body. It talks about how if someone was to pay you $1 million, would you have the advertisement permanently placed on your body? So basically a tattoo of advertisement. Wherever you go, that'll be on you. So
Depends on what it is and where it is.
But the point, the question was, is a human body outlook as a commodity or should we just leave it as it is as a human body?
Does the human body have an economic value? It's illegal at the moment.
No, it's not.
It's illegal to sell
your
parts.
Because there's not a module on this, but football players technically are commodities to the company. They can be bought and sold. They are an asset by definition.
This is true. But that is them as a whole. And their skills.
No, because that would differentiate them from an employee, because an employee is not an asset. Because an employee...
That's actually something that we're talking about these days. So in accounting, when you're doing your financial accounts, your employees, while they don't go in your assets, they should go in your disclosure.
Yeah.
So, in a way, you can't put a value, so it's like one of those, what is it, IFRS, intangible assets, where if it's not, going to have a, is it 17 or 37, I don't know.
It's 36, because I just did it.
36. Yeah, so if it doesn't have a economic value, or a sure economic value, there's a specific word I'm looking for. Anyway, yeah, if it's the materialisticness of it is not, it's somewhat far-fetched, then you shouldn't put them on your account. Like, that's actually a good question. How do you value them? How do they value footballers? See? Do they put them on, like, the asset side?
No, they are actually...
No, but I'm talking about their actual accounts. Do they put them as assets?
Yeah.
In their accounts,
they're deemed as assets because they bring economic value.
But do they have an amount? Because it would kind of be like goodwill. Because while you can sell them, you can't recognize that on your accounts because it's not real. You can't do that. According to the IFRS that you said or IAS that you just said, you can't do that.
And they can't get impaired either because they have no value to compare to.
Exactly. So they can't put them on their account.
No, but they must be deemed as an asset by definition.
So this is the point I was trying to make. So while they are you can categorise them so that you can put them in an element. You can't, it's here somewhere. I just don't have the right words, but there isn't a value for them.
They'll be put as a group.
Hmm?
They'll be deemed as a group of assets together.
Not in the accounts. You cannot do that. Not in the accounts. It will be like a brand.
Okay, but brand comes near goodwill.
Yes, but you do not put your brand in your set of accounts in assets. You don't do that. You can't do that.
No.
You put it. You disclose it in your notes. You can disclose it in your notes, and it does have some because it's an internally valuated amount. Unless someone else pays for it.
No, it's not. It's not always internally, because they have before the purchase as a player. There has to be an evaluation because the team did actually get penalised for overestimating the worth of a player. Because
that, is it did they do that in their account or did they do that?
They did that when purchasing and on their accounts because it brought the value of the company up.
Yeah.
So it was an overestimation to bring the value of the company. So they are. I don't know what standard they use to measure them.
I think but they can. If a player is about to be sold and they overestimate the price for him and they put that in their account, then that's obviously not a relevant or a fair representation of what they're worth.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, that's why they got in trouble. Not because... So yeah, that's why they got in trouble, because they were probably about to sell the guy and they overestimated his worth.
They weren't selling them.
As they put them in the accounts.
Yeah, as I said, they're building up the value of the company. Because
I want to know how they did that. Yeah. But that would be interesting. That's such a weird note to end the song.
I've been chatting.
Bye, guys. I don't have the time.